Exciting news. We have had a great time at DTI last weekend. We took 24 youth with us from Leeds, went with Riverside, who also had 8 young people, and we were amongst about 1,100 young people meeting at Newark Showground. And we saw incredible things happen. I think we're all agreed it was the best we've ever done. It was amazing what God did and how he encountered the young people and how he spoke to them. I had the privilege of running a prophetic workshop with some young people who were wanting to learn to hear from God. I couldn't stop them. We arranged for the leaders of other groups to come in and to receive prophetic words from young people. And some of those young people were doing that for 2 hours straight without tiring, and just like, just so amazing. For some of them, it was the first time they'd ever even tried hearing from God, and it was just such an exciting thing to see and have other leaders coming up and saying they can't stop. Everybody they see, they're just running up and they're giving a word to somebody. So it was just amazing to see the Holy Spirit just touch young people in that way. But I'm going to invite two of our young people, Libby and Joel. There was a third, but I think they haven't made it through the traffic. So there are two young people from Leeds who decided to follow Jesus this weekend, and many others had significant encounters with God. And these are just two examples. Then I think Joss is going to do some more next time. So, Joel, we'll come to you first. You have been to DTI many times, but what was your highlight this year?
My highlight this year was, well, it's every year, the worship, because even though you're in a room with like 1,000 people, it just feels like you're there on your own with God all the time.
Right. And I know that this year God significantly spoke to you about something. Would you be willing to share?
So I'm in year 12, which means I kind of choosing what to do with university and stuff, and at DTI God really confirmed everything that I'd set my mind on, and it was really good because I felt like I hadn't really talked to him about that at all, and it was just like he was saying yes to it all. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Great. And was there something specific he spoke to you about in particular? I know he did. That you'd be willing to share? Yeah.
A few people over the weekend, including my youth leader, Ian, spoke over me about a call to leadership, and specifically youth leading, and what I felt that I wanted to do teaching when I'm older. Yeah.
So it's just so great to be able to see young people, and Joel was one of many amongst our group who had that kind of encounter, so that was really exciting. So Libby, we'll come to you next. So some of you will or won't know, Libby has had a long-standing condition of mild cerebral palsy, haven't you? What's that meant for you, Libby?
I've always had like this pain in my ankle and like in my legs and stuff.
Yeah. So she has been living in constant pain. Most of us are never aware of it, but she has been in pain. And last year at Soul Survivor, when they were praying for healing, I noticed Libby didn't stand. And I spoke to her and I said, Libby, why haven't you stood? And she said, what's the point, Mum? I pray, I've stood so many times, nothing ever changes, I'm never healed. Nothing's any different, there's no point. And we had a little chat about the kingdom now and the kingdom not yet. And we need to keep standing, because we never know when it will be the kingdom now, as opposed to the kingdom not yet. And so what happened this time, Libby?
Well, on the last morning, they said that if anyone wanted to get like healing, then to stand up for prayer. So I stood up for prayer and I got like prayed for, and the pain in my ankle like completely went and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it was just so lovely to see how overwhelmed she was by God's love for her. And Libby, is the pain there now?
No.
Has the pain come back at all?
No.
So she's totally healed. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. They are just a small portion of some of the things we saw. One girl got injured in the football match from another youth group. She was taken to hospital with a suspected broken bone across her shin. They x-rayed. There was loads of people praying. They x-rayed. There was no break. She came back, but she couldn't put any weight on it at all. She'd been given some crutches. It was visibly swollen and looked broken, even though they said it wasn't. She was had it supported with cushions and through the meeting, couldn't stand, was crying in pain throughout the whole meeting. At the end, they prayed for her and she was threw away her crutches, was running up and down, jumping up and down. God is a God who heals. So just keep pressing in for the kingdom come, as opposed to the kingdom not yet.